Yeah, you know, as we said last week, you know, when we look at this series of succeeding in business, we looked at, you know, there are many different ingredients that we need to be successful in business. And last week, you know, we talked about presence and integrity. And this week, I want to add to that two more ingredients. And these are vision and desperation. You know, with vision, first of all, we need to see what we're aiming at before we start. I always say to my life coaching clients, you know, we need to know where we're going. I mean, if, for example, we get on a train at Bolton, where I live, and have a brilliant train journey and arrive in Leeds when we should have gone to Liverpool, it's been a complete waste of time. So vision first of all, we need to know the end result that we're aiming for with our business, and then of course desperation. You know, they say, don't they, that necessity is the mother of invention. You know, if we are desperate to succeed, then added together with the other ingredients, you know, we are going to end up with exactly what we're looking to achieve. I just want to just mention something that I was inspired by out of Richard Branson's book, Reach for the Skies, which I bought recently, had bought for me recently, more to the point. And that is set in the mid-60s. And you know, you may have seen the film. It's a cargo plane carrying oil men out of the Sahara Desert. The plane goes down, it's wrecked. But I mean, you know, the good thing is that everyone survives. But all but except one of the people think they're doomed. This person happens to be an aircraft designer, and he continually walks around the plane. You know, he's prodding at it, looking at it, and trying to get in his mind what it could look like. This thing that could maybe get them off out of from where they are. You know, looking at how dreaming how they could escape. You know, the others get annoyed with him. You know, especially when he tells them. Really, especially when he tells them that he has only actually designed model aircraft planes before this. But the thing about it, this gentleman called Dorfman, he saw the end result. You know, he had a picture in his mind of the aircraft that was going to lift them off out of that desert area where they were. Yes, of course, the aircraft would look different. It would be a different aircraft. But he saw what it needed, what it would be to get them out using the parts that they had, and this was his vision, and he saw that aeroplane flying off. So Dorfman had this vision. He was desperate as well to succeed. Of course, he didn't want to stay there. That I don't want to spoil the ending for you, but you know, I think you can imagine, you know, how it came to, you know, it came to fruition in the end. You know, I want to say, you know. Is that something we can mirror in our lives and our businesses? You know, that first of all, we see the vision for what we want to achieve. What do we want our business to look like in 5 years' time? Maybe not as long as that, but 10 years' time. Are we clear about what we're looking at? You know, who we're going to employ, the areas that we're going to be serving to the business community, the products that we're going to be selling. Do we actually know what it looks like? And the second thing is, are we desperate enough to succeed? Two things then, seeing the having the vision, being desperate to succeed. To add to last week's ingredients that we looked at, presence and integrity. More to follow next week.